Saturday, the 12th of July, 1913. 5 caught in Beaver's vice net. The Atlanta Georgian Saturday, July 12th, 1913. Editor's note. The second part of this article is not available. Police, spurred by chief, raid boarding house, additional arrests due soon. As the result of the increased activity by the detective and police departments, following the grilling given the detectives Friday afternoon by Chief Beavers, 5 new arrests were made by a squad of officers shortly after noon Saturday in a raid on a boarding house at number 164-1, 2 Peters Street. The persons under arrest gave their names as Lulu Bell, Maud Wilson, Mrs. Lee Berkstein, and L.W. Berkstein. Effie Drummond, a 22-year-old country girl who has been in Atlanta only 4 weeks, is held as a material witness. A man whose name is given as Joe North escaped through a back window while the police were raiding the place. A general order has been issued for his arrest. The raid was made by officers Brannon, Moncrief, and Baker. More arrests probable. Chief Beavers declares he has evidence that the boarding house, which was run by the Bell woman, is an immoral resort. The quintet probably will be tried in police court Monday. The chief intimated after the arrest that other arrests are probable within 24 hours as a result of developments of the day's investigation, which have brought out the following. Dora Rothstein has made a new statement, implicating 3 more men in her downfall and naming half a dozen girls as victims of the ring. The detective department, following a severe grilling given them by Chief Beavers Friday night, is seeking evidence against the vice ring with renewed vigor. Businessman aid chief. 2 prominent businessmen, interested in the welfare of the little Rothstein girl, have entered the case and are aiding Chief Beavers in securing evidence. Information has come to Chief Beavers of a house where young girls are taken by men and ruined, and then taken to hotels or immoral resorts. The dragnet has been thrown out for the son of one of Atlanta's most prominent businessmen, named by Hattie Smith in her story of immorality at the Cumberland Hotel. 4 persons, Hattie Smith, Mrs. Lola White, Paul Estes, and Hoyt Monroe, were held for the grand jury Saturday morning on new charges, following the Smith girl's story of a joyride. Estes has said that he will make a confession, in which he will involve men hitherto unsuspected. Girl promises confession. Corinne Wilson, one of the victims of the ring, told Chief Beavers that when she is placed on the witness stand Saturday afternoon, she will make a complete confession, implicating more than a dozen men and half a dozen young girls. Chief Beavers attaches great importance to evidence already obtained by the 2 businessmen who have joined him in the crusade. These men held a conference with the chief Saturday morning and told him of the existence of the house where young girls are taken and plied with liquor until they lose their senses. The new statement of Dora Rothstein was made to these men. The girl, who charges that Corinne Wilson lured her into a life of shame, named 3 more men with whom she has had illegal relations, and also furnished the names of half a dozen girls who, she declared, had trodden the same path as she. Has score of names of men. Continued on page 2, column 4.